Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great, big, vast world of ours. This is Cindy Freeman, your host of Purpose Talk Radio. And you know what? I don't know if I am actually on the air, to be honest with you, or not. Because everything just kind of went a booyah on here. So the interesting thing is that yeah, it is what it's going to be here, and the dashboard just went crazy, my phone, and all that fun stuff. So, you know, I guess it's right in line with what the show is about today. One just really, really never knows what to expect on things, I guess. So we're just going to go from there and hope that it all works out the way it's supposed to. Well, you know what? I know it's going to work out the way it's supposed to. Will it work out the way I'd like it to? It's always the question. So the show title just disappeared, for example. The internet's not connected or something. The phone is just like not there. Yeah, all that fun stuff. I just can't say what happened or where we are. Anyway. Okay, so, you know, so the song you heard for a theme song, let's just start all over and let's pretend that it's, you know, another day. The song you just heard is by the group True Trinity. It is Jillian Clark as vocalist. Writers of that are Jillian, Rachel Grace, and myself. You can find them at truetrinity.com, TRUETRINITY.com. Talk Radio at this point is brought to you at 2 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, and 3 p.m. Eastern, and 8 p.m. in the UK. I guess I'm all over the place here. So, yeah. And, I don't think I'm not connected. Somebody put something in the chat room. Let me know if this show is even on the air. Be great. Or send me an email message or something about it. Okay, so, you know, the essence of this show is, you know, you've got all these summer plans. Well, no, you can't wait for summer to come along. So you're ready to get going, ready to set stage for things. And lo and behold, Well, what happens with those plants? You say, we're on our way. And hope for the best, right? That's always kind of the case. Then we have the little thing of, well, we're just going to wing it this summer. We're going to, you know, not plan on anything specific. We're going to just go on a road trip and see where it takes us. So you get some tour books, you get some maps, you get to jump on search engine and say, well, is there anything in particular, you know, let's get a general idea which direction we're going to go, north, south, east, or west. And we're going to see how that pans out. Or you have all these plans that, you know, the kids are going to go to camp. You're going to go hang out at the library while they're at camp. You're going to get the mattresses turned on the beds because you've got some help with them since you obviously can't do them yourself during the day. They're just too heavy. You're going to get the basement cleared out, the garage clean, you know, all those kinds of things done. Because, you know, they just need to get done. So those are your plans. Press 1. If you're important to the question, press 2. So I'm not sure.
Your show now, press 1. If you're important to the question, press 2.
Huh. You know, this is now.
That the host has already dialed into this show.
There we go.
Only one host is allowed per show.
This is just too much fun. I have things starting up that I didn't intend. Look at that. Just like the summer plans. Things just pop up out of wherever they want. Okay, so far the show is going so well. Okay, where are we? I'm just going to, you know, pretend things are normal here and process. Okay, so as I was saying, you know, we're at this. It's crux in this fans. And then what do we do? How do we do it?
We turn things into a party, maybe. We look at it as another challenge that we have to get through. We say,
sorry, I'm being detained out of here. Because things are not doing what they're supposed to do right now. Anyway. Okay. I think we're just going to start things all over again and make an edit out of the show.
I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Okay, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great big vast world of ours. This is Purpose Talk Radio. I am your host, Cindy Freeman. Now, if you heard a previous part of the show, great. If you didn't, that's even better, because that means we did some editing and you're listening to the archive, and you didn't get to experience all of the pitfalls of the show that go along with the titles, with the title of today, the perks and the pitfalls of summer. So we're just going to kind of like look at this as a do-over. And, you know, that kind of goes right in line with the title of the show, the message, where we're going with everything today. And besides, I didn't tell you how to participate in this show. I didn't tell you all that other good stuff. So here we go. So the song you heard is by the group True Trinity. The vocalist on that is Jillian Clark. The writer is Jillian Rachel Grace and myself. They can be found at TrueTrinity.com. Purpose Talk Radio is broadcast Fridays at this point. And we are talking about living purpose. But, you know, it's more than that. It's living a positive life, putting out positive energy, and trying to share with the world what you know so that, you know, others can learn from your experiences, you can learn from theirs, and, you know, see everything that there is in just a little more positive light. That's the very simple aspect of what and who we are. At some point, you'll find the show title changing. We've talked about it for a little bit. We now are on the crux of the planning and moving things over and figuring out how that's all going to show up. And we're going from that. For right now, we're hoping that Fridays are a good day, as I'm looking still for my internship and practicum site and moving on with my plans for the summer, which right now just are not falling into place for some reason. You know, so that's the joy of what we've got here. Now, before I do that, I want to tell you how you can participate in the show. There is a chat room at the bottom of the Blog Talk Radio show page. If you are logged in on Blog Talk Radio, scroll down to the bottom of the page and join us in the chat room. If you're on Facebook and you want to join us there, there is a Purpose Talk Radio page. There's also a Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group, which you can put your comments, your feedback about the show there. If you are listening to the archives of this show, that's the only place where you can participate, because the chat room, once the show ends, closes, goes bye-bye. Nothing else is public. However, you know, those of you who don't have Facebook might want to have a chat with us also. And you know how you can do that? Well, I'll tell you. You can send an email to cindy@purposetalkradio.com, C-I-N-D-Y at P-U-R-P-O-S-E-T-A-L-K-R-A-D-I-O.com. And, you know, I will try to share your comments into the Facebook group and we'll respond to you, whatever you need. That's also the way to get a hold of me if you have ideas for topics or guests on this show. Hey, that can be you, that can be anybody. Would love to have regular guests scheduled in the upcoming months again. It's just been kind of a hit or miss lately, and that's perfectly fine. You know, I find new topics to talk about with my, I don't know what I want to call her, producer, mentor, sidekick. She'll figure it out. Anyway, and I'll let any of you be that as well as you suggest topics for the show. So, okay, we are on the
perks and pitfalls of summer. You know, another way to word that is, you know, you invite Gilda Goodweather to your summer vacation, and probably problem shows up instead. And what are you going to do about it? Better yet, you invite Gilda Goodweather, and Gilda Goodweather brings all kinds of relatives with Sammy Sunshine, Robin Rainbows, Wendy Windweather, you know, and you have a great summer for those plans. And it's something that you can always remember. Now, when I was a kid, every summer we had a family vacation. And it was planned for the most part. Although part of it was not. My parents would always go to, at that point, it was AAA. Now some folks might want to go to True Visions Travel to help them plan their trip. And we'd get maps and tour books and things like that for the area, tickets to a couple of things. And then we'd go off on our trip. And like half of it, well, probably three quarters, half of it at least was planned as to where we might want to visit and where we would end up. Usually it was camping for us. So my parents would have a specific, you know, reservation at a campsite. So they'd want to get to that place with a reasonable amount of time on a specific day so that they didn't lose their reservation or have to try to find someplace else in the middle of the summer when most campgrounds, state forests, are pretty well scheduled, you know, and you have to plan that a little bit ahead of time. But on the other hand, sometimes it was just fun to say, okay, we know we're going to end up in South Dakota, since I just love that area. Let's just pick that one, for instance. We're going to end up in South Dakota, and we know we're going to be at the Badlands, somewhere around Mount Rushmore and Walt Rugg and things like that. But, you know, we don't know exactly which place we want to stay in. There is the, you know, the tried and true Yogi Bears. There is the state forest. There is, you know, the Walmarts and Cracker Barrels these days allow you to park overnight and sleep overnight if that is so needed. So, you know, just if you're driving, make sure you keep yourself rested. And those are places that you can do that, that you're allowed to do that, which is pretty cool. You know, there's always the truck stops and waysides as well. But some people just kind of are a little hesitant to that. I absolutely love them because I know there's going to be somebody there almost at all times. I'm not going into some place I don't know. The problem with the Walmarts or the Cracker Barrels is, you know, they're not open 24 hours. So you get that call of nature, you're going to have to go somewhere else anyway. So the truck stops are pretty good. The waysides are pretty good for some of that because that's 24 hours. So we did the drive trip, and you know, everything, you know, the plans were there, the tires were checked, the car was checked before we left, the trailer was checked and made sure tire air was in the tires and all this stuff. But I got to tell you, inevitably, something changed those plans. Almost every year, something stepped in to change the plans. One year there was some pretty bad storms. One year, you know, my dad couldn't drive as far as he would like to because the trailer was just blowing around too much. The camper trailer. Another time there was a car accident and the tire went up through the camper and, yeah, well, that ended that trip really fast. None of those plans went through. We did still do part of the trip. in a hotel, but it just was not quite the same. You know, you can't put campfire outside in a hotel. Another time we had come back for my grandfather's funeral. Other times the roads were closed, and at that time there was no maps or Google searches or things like that to indicate that those roads were closed. So my dad would drive along. One time he ended up in the mountains, and guess what? The road just stopped. There was some kind of avalanche or snowstorm or something really freaky that made it impossible to go further. Now, an average car, you could turn around and you could head back down slowly. My dad had a 32-foot travel trailer, camper behind him, and proceeded to, I still to this day don't know how we got down that hill. Ended up backing up for most of it and just hoping that nobody was coming up. There was a point where he could finally turn around, but for the most part, where we ended up, it was not wide enough to turn around. Pretty scary. And yet, you know what? As you hear me now, those were the adventures. Those are the things that I am most going to remember about our vacations. So just because they seem to be some pitfalls, they ended up being pretty good memories in the end. So that's kind of thing on vacations. You plan and you go there. You know, maybe all year long you've been saving for a particular trip. You go and you buy the tickets, you're ready to go do that, and, well, that particular show is no longer there. They are more expensive than you thought. Hey, better yet, they're less expensive than you thought. And you've got some extra money you can go spend. And you get to decide where you're going to spend it. Now, if you ask the family, you might get 16 different answers and get to decide which one of the kids gets to actually decide. We all at some point look at this. It's, you know, like I said, this weekend is sort of the unofficial start of summer, at least in the United States, with it being Memorial Day weekend. Pretty much in this hemisphere, it's the beginning of summer. And most of us look forward to that. We have the growth of the plants. We have warmer weather. We have more sunshine. Because we can get outside in that, most of us have a better attitude to our life. The moodiness kind of goes away because we get a little more of that vitamin D that helps with the moodiness that happens. As we're indoors and don't get our sunshine. Unless, of course, you've got like glow lamps and things going on at home.
We look forward to the vacations. But, you know, that's not the only thing that happens in summer. The kids are out of school for some. For some, they still go year-round. I'm a year-round student. So I'm looking at what's next and where that goes. Most of my classes are at night, so I can still go do some things and have the picnics and hang out with some friends during the day and then go to my class. Although now I'm starting with practicums, so that's going to be a little different issue. I won't be quite as able to do anything I want, and that's okay. You know, there are days that I can plan around them when I know what it is, the schedule is, and work around that. So maybe at work you've got to schedule your vacation, and, you know, you want to have a particular day off for whatever reason. Sometimes we have to work with our coworkers, our colleagues, in order to make those plans because everybody wants to get off on, oh, I don't know, July 3rd, for example. Here in Milwaukee, that's when we have the big lakefront fireworks. So folks want to be off and get down to the lakefront early, because if you don't, you don't get a seat that's nearby. You end up sitting way back or doing other things. And, you know, at this point, I personally like sitting back a little ways from the fireworks, because if you're too close, you just crank your neck. So I don't mind going a little bit later, but some people like to go down there and they picnic all day. And, you know, they take the lawn chairs and plans and the frisbees and balls, beach balls and things, and let the kids go run off. They usually have some vendors down. You know, and those things are pretty cool. But, of course, a lot of people want off that day, so they can go do that. So you might have to work with your colleagues on it. And it requires just a little more communication, maybe, with those in the office with you or the warehouse with you. How do you get around some of those conversations? How do you decide who gets the vacation day? You know, we know ultimately the boss does, whoever that might be. But at the same time, you know, you might have to do some negotiating or flip-flopping of days if you don't get what you want. And we get to learn, you know, sometimes maybe we're going to learn a little more about our colleagues in our conversations. You know, you might find out they've got a newborn kid, or, you know, grandma's coming in town and they don't get to see that person for so many years, or there's a graduation or whatever other things might be there. You may not have known about your colleague's family until that point. Some are very often, people in general tend to have more conversations and get to learn about each other. So we look forward to this time being a break of the times. And there's a lot of companies that close around July 4th. That week, and give their employees almost a forced vacation time then, that may cause them to be home with their families. Teachers, school employees, a lot of them get the summer or a good portion of the summer off. Obviously, the maintenance crew stays and works, but even they get some extra time off typically. Students are off for the most part. So what we end up doing is learning to adapt to family life, to being in the same space at the same time a lot of times. Sometimes that's the only time that the families seem to be able to have conversation with each other. You know, you're going to have all the kids in the same room occasionally for lunch. You're going to be in the room for lunch or dinner, and maybe you aren't during the school year, especially if you're going on a trip or if you're planning something specific. And, you know, again, that blend of good weather, you plan her, you invite her to your party. Maybe you invite Calvin Classy. You invite, I don't know, Veronica. Very nice. And instead, what happens is you end up getting Franklin Frustration. Bobby Boredom, and Betsy Beesting with you. And you have to make those adjustments.
and work from that, you know. Anybody wants to join in the conversation, you can. You can call in at 347-205-9074. 347-205-9074.
And be a part of the conversation. You know, what kind of things have you planned? And either they've come out much better than you originally planned, or, you know, have you had to create some contingencies for yourself because they're not quite as you expected? And it just had something show up again. My good old, like, hopefully we did not get knocked off that again. You know, how do you get around those things? How do you change your plans? How do you make the best of what going on? But for us, it was the learning more about family members, actually. And that was a little scary. You know, I had to hang around with my sister and brother more in the summer. Because there were times when Mom said, "You're going to stay in the yard." There were other times where I think Mom wanted to say, "Get out of here and go find a friend because you're on my nerves. You're here too much. Go do something." This was a time in life when we were able to just go outside and spend the day out in the yard and jump on a bike and go to the neighborhood and just hang out and see what we've been to. And, you know, I had other kids in the neighborhood and even had adults who would recognize us and know who we were, whether they had kids or not. I happen to have two paper routes when I got in high school. And so when I took my bike and just went out for a ride, the neighbors knew who I was. They were watching, you know. They were outside doing their stuff and say hello, and I'd say hello to them. And, you know, I knew who my neighbors were. Not even necessarily just neighbors, but out in the neighborhood. And some people even knew kids just because they've been there that long. You know, and as a real young kid, my mom would take us for walks once in a while. And, you know, so that's how we got to know. The neighborhood would have a dog. And, of course, we always wanted to pet the dog. So that's how we got to know our neighbors. I don't think it's as common anymore as that used to be. You know, we could do that when it was nice and warm outside. And I don't. Just don't think it happens as much with kids today as it did back then. You know, instead they're finding a new video game and are doing a lot of interacting with people online instead of in person. And it gives a very different different act of So I think when we're looking at the summer, you know, what we want to do is, you know, put out our intentions, I think. Take a look at what all you have planned for yourself this summer. Set out the invitation for that Glenda Goodweather and Clyde Communication, and whatever else you might like to have, and hope for that to be a part of it. And then, you know, if it doesn't happen quite that way, look at some contingency plans. Take a look at what you can do if that doesn't work out as well as you'd like. Have backup plans. If you're, you know, if you're in the market of looking for someone to help, give me a call. Let me know. We can help set up some of the plans. You know, there's a lot of local things that you can do too. You know, sometimes we look at our vacation and say, oh my gosh, we're going to have to put out all of this money on here. You know, it's a little more expensive than we had planned, or something else has come up in the meantime. So that maybe it's not what's the word I want here? Okay, so you've got the, you know, planned, and maybe instead, you know, something happened and you've got to fix something at the house instead, you know, or your apartment or whatever. You suddenly you realize you don't get as much back from your tax refund as you thought you would. And so you've got to make some contingency plans and do something different. So what are some of the things we can do that while we're at, you know, in our local area? You know, a lot of the parks, at least out here, a lot of the parks have concerts that are free. There are lots and lots of festivals here. We are able to do the festivals for, you know, they're not too expensive if we don't eat there. But even so, maybe, you know, a vacation plan was there, and instead, you know, you could spend some of that money on a festival or something at home. The church festivals are enormous and are great fun. There's always free music there, and probably fairly inexpensive food, socializing, you know, meet the neighbors there, meet your buddies there. The kids have a way that's fairly safe to send them off to their own, get them some tickets to the rides. They can go off on their own. The adults, you know, there's usually some adult beverages, adult games, as well as kid games. It's a good time and an opportunity, too, that you can do some things that are inexpensive if you feel like you don't have the money to be able to enjoy some of that as well as you'd like or the way that you'd like. There are, you know, if you're really in a jam, why don't you invite your neighbors over and have your own barbecue? You can even schedule your own little potluck out of that. You know, everybody bring a part. Bring something that they can share with each other. You know, maybe you'll provide the meat. Somebody else will bring the drinks and the potato salad, and someone the coleslaw or the buns or whatever. You know, you can have a great potluck with the neighborhood. Some neighborhoods have block parties. If you don't, check with your local police department or your city hall and find out what it would take to be able to just block off the street so there's no cars there and the kids can play right in the street then. And find some time just to get to know who's in your neighborhood. You know, at night you can then have a little bonfire and people bring instruments. Or even just the coffee cans and spoons, literally. Makeshift instruments. See who can bring and create the most unique instrument from something that's not typically an instrument. Little creativity can come into that for you if you can't find,
you know, you find out that you can't just do exactly what you'd like this summer. The word boredom tends to come in from the kids quite a bit. So what can you do to avoid that one? Well, you really can't, because if kids say they're bored, they just think that they're bored, and that's exactly where it's going to go. But, you know, maybe you can have a few things in your back pocket planning book. And there was nothing that would cut the boredom for me when I was a kid, if I dared to say it. My mom always had rocks that could be picked up in the yard, grass that could be mowed, leaves that could be raked, even though there never seemed to be any on the grass, little pebbles that could be picked out of the garden meaning be watered. Oh, she could find something for me. So I guarantee you, if you've got this little bag of things in your pocket, things that you want to accomplish this summer, if you hear that Bobby Boredom is showing up in your household, pull that list out, and there won't be boredom around there anymore. And you might get a few things done, too. I actually liked yard work, so occasionally I would say I'm bored just to get something to do, and I get to go outside and know that I was going to be outside, because otherwise, you know, it was do the dishes and set the table and blah, do inside stuff and do housework. And I was never a housework kid. I was always an outside kid. I wanted to be outside. Even in winter, actually, I would rather be shoveling the snow than washing the dishes. So a lot of times I got to do that. It doesn't mean I got out of the dishes, but it did mean, at least for the time being, they got put off a little bit longer. So have a list of things that you want to accomplish this summer that you may or may not get done. And that will always help get rid of, like I said, boredom and things in the household. So I think, you know, we look at this and we look at the summer and say, yeah, there's this great adventure ahead. And there's all these plans and these things that we want to have happen during the summer. And they may, and they may not. If they don't, that's okay. You know, I bet that no matter what you do, you'll remember it if it's meant to be. Or you'll find something, some alternative. You know, as part of this show, we have the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations Group. I invite you to, you know, after this show, I'm going to put that up there. You have a free idea if you want to put some ideas as to what you do with your summer and how you've, what are some of the perks and the pitfalls that you've experienced in your life. We'd love to have that. You can put that out in an email to me at cindy@purposetalkradio.com if you like. You know, whatever other things you might want to share with us, that would be great. That's also a way to get a hold of me if you have some guests or ideas for this show as well. And so I think, you know, I'd love to have that sharing be a part of the conversation. And then, you know, just think for yourself. Here's my mission for you for this summer. Have a good time. Enjoy it. If you're on the other side of the world and you have the winter setting in, have a good time. Enjoy it. Whatever you have at this time of year, you know, make it the best that you can with what you have. We don't all have the same resources. We don't all have the same time. We don't even have the same interests where we say, hey, oh, everybody wants to swim in the lake. No, some people would rather stay in a hotel and swim inside the pool. Some don't like swimming at all. And that's why there's so many different activities and so many different things in this world. We all have the opportunity to make this time exactly what we want with it. You know, there's graduations, there's family visits, there's You said you can have your own local parties, whatever you might like. And those are wonderful things. But I put out to you that, you know, write out your plans, write out a contingency plan. And at the end of that, I'm going to suggest to you that you put in there this or something better. And if not, so what? I'm going to enjoy it anyway. So that's my suggestion to you. And as a part of that, you know, I like to leave folks with an affirmation each week for the show. And that's exactly where it's going to be. So I am enjoying this time and season of life exactly as it's presented to me. So I am enjoying this time and season of life exactly as it's presented to me. Because, you know, some of us are in the summer season of our own personal timeline. Some are in other seasons, and that's okay. We're going to make it the best that we can in all that we do. And so, you know, until next week, on Purpose Talk Radio, our theme song is I Am Who I Am. And I think that's, you know, pretty much the way it's always going to be. We are who we are. And we live with things exactly as they are. Walking in spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. You have a little bit of say in what happens. In some cases, you really don't. Because other things, other situations do that for you. So until next week, I'm going to wish you all soul blessings and thank you for listening. And if you need some help with that travel, get a hold of our sponsor, True Travel, True Visions Travel, at TRUEVISIONSTRAVEL.com. They can help you with some of those specific plans as well. So until next week, thank you for listening, and I wish you all soul blessings. Have a great week.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.